Hi, I've got some fans in the audience, obviously. When I was growing up, religion was not a huge part of my life. We used to go to the local Church of England school and had the traditional times of the year. Our song sang old hymns, and I mean really old hymns. And at secondary school, we did act of worship once a fortnight, which basically, for anyone who ever did act of worship in schools, you sat on the floor for half an hour and was lectured at from the Bible and really uninspiring stuff. I thought that there was a God who was a pretty good guy, but that's about it. Before I became a Christian, I was short-tempered, very short-tempered, had a rocky relationship with my family, especially my mum, but believed I was a decent enough person, as we all do when we're young. I used to pray at night in the really bad times at home, but things never changed, and I was never sure whether I'd been heard or not. When I was about 15, the Dunblane massacre happened. I'm sure you remember it. I couldn't understand how God, this wonderful person that I'd heard about all my life in school, would allow this horrible thing to happen. There was no one to explain it to me, and act of worship didn't help at all, basically. I was confused, angry that these sorts of things were allowed to happen. I decided then to turn my back on everything to do with Christianity and God. I suppose in retrospect, life went sharply downhill after that. Arguments at home got worse. I was more impatient with everything and didn't have much fun. While at De Montfort University in Bedford, I had a housemate, so a few years later, who used to listen to some Christian music band. I didn't know who they were at the time. And I'd help her sort out her assignments, and she'd have it on, and I'd listen to it. The words were pretty cool, intrigued me. And I started to understand a little about Jesus. She invited me to King's Arms one night. And I did have fun, but I just didn't feel the need to come again. I didn't understand why these people were so happy, and I wasn't. Oh, there you go. A few years later, just before I go, I have to say they were all really, really nice to me, though. Okay. A few years later, I started full-time teaching. I was really stressed out, basically working myself into the ground. I was narrow-minded, very cross with so many things in my life. My family were unsupportive. Most of my work colleagues were unfriendly and too busy to help out with another NQT. Life in the outside world seemed just as bad, with rising costs, war on terror, and unfairness in society. I was fortunate to meet a good friend who helped me and looked after me. And she introduced me to Malcolm, now my husband, and we got together. He's Christian, and so there was a Bible around the house after he moved in, and we'd have talks at night about faith and what it meant to him. I was curious, wanted to know more. His parents were really generous. They're over there. His mum brought me the Message, which I started reading. I started listening to Delirious. Don't know if anybody knows of them. Very good band. And I really liked the music. The words made a lot of sense, made me think about my life. It was amazing to understand more about Jesus and God and how things in the world started to make more sense. That there was injustice, but there was also great love and caring, and that there was someone huge out there that cared about me. After about 5 months, I gave my life to Christ, which was amazing. It was like a huge weight was taken off my shoulders, and I was content. We set about finding a church in Bedford that felt like home, and after a short search, the King's Arms was mentioned. Took me a while to realise it'd been before. It took just one visit to know that this was the right place for us, and it was great to have songs that meant a lot to me. Worship has become my favourite part of Sunday nights. I often find myself humming choruses before I start work, and they help me through the day. Life after all that just got better. I became more patient, less worried about things, although I didn't stop worrying completely, and my relationship with my mum was less strained. Knowing God better gave me the chance to try and mend the damage in our relationship, to give each of us the chance to just be happy with each other and not always blame mum for things in the past. I learnt, slowly, to let things go. I felt happier, even when I quit my job and became unemployed. Life became good. I had a whole family around me. I've met so many wonderful people. That would have never happened if I hadn't let God into my life. Friends of mine will say that there's been a huge change in me over the past few years that I haven't even noticed. And I'm sure if you go over and talk to them, they'll tell you all about it. I went on an Alpha course this year, and that was really good, listening to others and trying to sort out my own thoughts on what I believed. I haven't seen them since, but we hope to meet up for Christmas, which would be nice. I feel ready, if somewhat scared, tonight. I feel that the time has come to let go of my old life completely. I feel ready to take the plunge and show through my action here tonight that I believe in Jesus and that he'll look after me. Thank you.